Psalm 101. I will sing of loving kindness and justice. To you, Yahweh, I will sing praises. I will be careful to live a blameless life. When will you come to me? I will walk within my house with a blameless heart. I will set no vile thing before my eyes. I hate the deeds of faithless men. They will not cling to me. A perverse heart will be far from me. I will have nothing to do with evil. I will silence whoever secretly slanders his neighbor. I won't tolerate one who is arrogant and conceited. My eyes will be on the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in a perfect way, he will serve me. He who practices deceit won't dwell within my house. He who speaks falsehood won't be established before my eyes. Morning by morning, I will destroy all the wicked of the land, to cut off all the workers of iniquity from Yahweh's city. Psalm 102. Hear my prayer, Yahweh. Let my cry come to you. Don't hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Turn your ear to me. Answer me quickly in the day when I call. For my days consume away like smoke. My bones are burned as a torch. My heart is blighted like grass and withered. For I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones stick to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I have become as an owl of the waste places. I watch and have become like a sparrow that is alone on the housetop. My enemies reproach me all day. Those who are mad at me use my name as a curse. For I have eaten ashes like bread and mixed my drink with tears. Because of your indignation and your wrath, for you have taken me up and thrown me away. My days are like a long shadow. I have withered like grass. But you, Yahweh, will remain forever. Your renown endures to all generations. You will arise and have mercy on Zion, for it is time to have pity on her. Yes, the set time has come. For your servants take pleasure in her stones and have pity on her dust. So the nations will fear Yahweh's name, all the kings of the earth your glory. For Yahweh has built up Zion. He has appeared in his glory. He has responded to the prayer of the destitute and has not despised their prayer. This will be written for the generation to come. A people which will be created will praise Yah, for he has looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven Yahweh saw the earth to hear the groans of the prisoner, to free those who are condemned to death, that men may declare Yahweh's name in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem, when the peoples are gathered together, the kingdoms to serve Yahweh. He weakened my strength along the course. He shortened my days. I said, my God, don't take me away in the middle of my days. Your years are throughout all generations. Of old you laid the foundation of the earth. The heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will endure. Yes, all of them will wear out like a garment. You will change them like a cloak, and they will be changed. But you are the same. Your years will have no end. The children of your servants will continue. Their offspring will be established before you. Psalm 103. Praise Yahweh, my soul. All that is within me, praise his holy name. Praise Yahweh, my soul, and don't forget all his benefits, who forgives all your sins, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your desire with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Yahweh executes righteous acts and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the children of Israel. Yahweh is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness. He will not always accuse, neither will he stay angry forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor repaid us for our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Like a father has compassion on his children, So Yahweh has compassion on those who fear him, for he knows how we are made. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone. Its place remembers it no more. But Yahweh's loving kindness is from everlasting to everlasting with those who fear him, his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant, to those who remember to obey his precepts. Yahweh has established his throne in the heavens. His kingdom rules over all. Praise Yahweh, you angels of his, who are mighty in strength, who fulfill his word, obeying the voice of his word. Praise Yahweh, all you armies of his, you servants of his who do his pleasure. Praise Yahweh, all you works of his, in all places of his dominion. Praise Yahweh, my soul. Psalm 104. Bless Yahweh, my soul. Yahweh, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty. He covers himself with light as with a garment. He stretches out the heavens like a curtain. He lays the beams of his rooms in the waters. He makes the clouds his chariot. He walks on the wings of the wind. He makes his messengers winds and his servants flames of fire. He laid the foundations of the earth, that it should not be removed forever. You covered it with the deep as with a cloak. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke they fled. At the voice of your thunder they hurried away. The mountains rose, the valleys sank down, to the place which you had assigned to them. You have set a boundary that they may not pass over, that they don't turn again to cover the earth. He sends springs into the valleys. They run among the mountains. They give drink to every animal of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. The birds of the sky nest by them. They sing among the branches. He waters the mountains from his rooms. The earth is filled with the fruit of your works. He causes the grass to grow for the livestock and plants for man to cultivate, that he may produce food out of the earth. Wine that makes the heart of man glad, oil to make his face to shine, and bread that strengthens man's heart. Yahweh's trees are well watered, the cedars of Lebanon which he has planted, where the birds make their nests. The stork makes its home in the cypress trees. The high mountains are for the wild goats. The rocks are a refuge for the rock badgers. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knows when to set. You make darkness, and it is night, in which all the animals of the forest prowl. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their food from God. The sun rises, and they steal away and lie down in their dens. Man goes out to his work, to his labor until the evening. Yahweh, how many are your works? In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your riches. There is the sea, great and wide, in which are innumerable living things, both small and large animals. There the ships go, and Leviathan, whom you formed to play there. These all wait for you, that you may give them their food in due season. You give to them, they gather. You open your hand, they are satisfied with good. You hide your face, they are troubled. You take away their breath, they die and return to the dust. You send out your spirit, and they are created. You renew the face of the ground. Let Yahweh's glory endure forever. Let Yahweh rejoice in his works. He looks at the earth, and it trembles. He touches the mountains, and they smoke. I will sing to Yahweh as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have any being. Let my meditation be sweet to him. I will rejoice in Yahweh. Let sinners be consumed out of the earth. Let the wicked be no more. Bless Yahweh, my soul. Praise Yah. Psalm 105. Give thanks to Yahweh. Call on his name. Make his doings known among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell of all his marvelous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of those who seek Yahweh rejoice. Seek Yahweh and His strength. Seek His face forevermore. Remember His marvelous works that He has done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth. You offspring of Abraham, His servant, you children of Jacob, His chosen ones, He is Yahweh our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He has remembered His covenant forever, the word which He commanded to 1,000 generations, the covenant which He made with Abraham, His oath to Isaac, and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, To you I will give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when they were but a few men in number, yes, very few, and foreigners in it. They went about from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people. He allowed no one to do them wrong. Yes, He reproved kings for their sakes. Don't touch My anointed ones. Do My prophets no harm. He called for a famine on the land. He destroyed the food supplies. He sent a man before them. Joseph was sold for a slave. They bruised his feet with shackles. His neck was locked in irons until the time that His word happened, and Yahweh's word proved Him true. The king sent and freed him, even the ruler of peoples, and let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his possessions, to discipline his princes at his pleasure and to teach his elders wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt. Jacob lived in the land of Ham. He increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their adversaries. He turned their heart to hate his people, to conspire against his servants. He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They performed miracles among them and wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark. They didn't rebel against his words. He turned their waters into blood and killed their fish. Their land swarmed with frogs, even in the rooms of their kings. He spoke, and swarms of flies came, and lice in all their borders. He gave them hail for rain, with lightning in their land. He struck their vines and also their fig trees, and shattered the trees of their country. He spoke, and the locusts came, with the grasshoppers without number. They ate up every plant in their land, and ate up the fruit of their ground. He struck also all the firstborn in their land, the firstfruits of all their manhood. He brought them out with silver and gold. There was not one feeble person among his tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them had fallen on them. He spread a cloud for a covering, fire to give light in the night. They asked, and he brought quails, and satisfied them with the bread of the sky. He opened the rock, and waters gushed out. They ran as a river in the dry places. For He remembered His holy word, and Abraham His servant. He brought His people out with joy, His chosen with singing. He gave them the lands of the nations. They took the labor of the peoples in possession, that they might keep His statutes and observe His laws. Praise Yah. Psalm 106. Praise Yahweh. Give thanks to Yahweh, for He is good, for His loving kindness endures forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of Yahweh, or fully declare all His praise? Blessed are those who keep justice. Blessed is one who does what is right at all times. Remember me, Yahweh, with the favor that you show to your people. Visit me with your salvation, that I may see the prosperity of your chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory with your inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers didn't understand your wonders in Egypt. They didn't remember the multitude of your loving kindnesses, but were rebellious at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, He saved them for His name's sake, that He might make His mighty power known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So He led them through the depths as through a desert. He saved them from the hand of him who hated them and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. The waters covered their adversaries. There was not one of them left. Then they believed his words. They sang his praise. They soon forgot his works. They didn't wait for his counsel, but gave in to craving in the desert and tested God in the wasteland. He gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. They envied Moses also in the camp, and Aaron, Yahweh's saints. The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan, and covered the company of Abiram. A fire was kindled in their company, the flame burned up the wicked. They made a calf in Horeb, and worshipped a molten image. Thus they exchanged their glory for an image of a bull that eats grass. They forgot God, their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and awesome things by the Red Sea. Therefore he said that he would destroy them. Had Moses his chosen not stood before him in the breach, to turn away his wrath so that he wouldn't destroy them? Yes, they despised the pleasant land. They didn't believe his word, but murmured in their tents, and didn't listen to Yahweh's voice. Therefore he swore to them that he would overthrow them in the wilderness, that he would overthrow their offspring among the nations, and scatter them in the lands. They joined themselves also to Baal Peor, and ate the sacrifices of the dead. Thus they provoked him to anger with their deeds. The plague broke in on them. Then Phinehas stood up and executed judgment, so the plague was stopped. That was credited to him for righteousness, for all generations to come. They angered him also at the waters of Meribah, so that Moses was troubled for their sakes, because they were rebellious against his spirit. He spoke rashly with his lips. They didn't destroy the peoples as Yahweh commanded them, but mixed themselves with the nations and learned their works. They served their idols, which became a snare to them. Yes, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons. They shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan. The land was polluted with blood. Thus they were defiled with their works, and prostituted themselves in their deeds. Therefore Yahweh burned with anger against his people. He abhorred his inheritance. He gave them into the hand of the nations. Those who hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them. They were brought into subjection under their hand. He rescued them many times, but they were rebellious in their counsel and were brought low in their iniquity. Nevertheless, he regarded their distress when he heard their cry. He remembered for them his covenant and repented according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. He made them also to be pitied by all those who carried them captive. Save us, Yahweh our God. Gather us from among the nations to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. Blessed be Yahweh, the God of Israel, from everlasting even to everlasting. Let all the people say Amen. Praise Yah. Psalm 107. Give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever. Let the redeemed by Yahweh say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the adversary, and gathered out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a desert way. They had no city to live in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried to Yahweh in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. He led them also by a straight way, that they might go to a city to live in. Let them praise Yahweh for his loving kindness, for his wonderful deeds to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul, he fills the hungry soul with good. Some sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and condemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was no one to help. Then they cried to Yahweh in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and broke away their chains. Let them praise Yahweh for his loving kindness, for his wonderful deeds to the children of men, for he has broken the gates of bronze and cut through bars of iron. Fools are afflicted because of their disobedience and because of their iniquities. Their soul abhors all kinds of food. They draw near to the gates of death. Then they cry to Yahweh in their trouble, and he saves them out of their distresses. He sends his word and heals them, and delivers them from their graves. Let them praise Yahweh for his loving kindness, for his wonderful deeds to the children of men. Let them offer the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his deeds with singing. Those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business in great waters, these see Yahweh's deeds and his wonders in the deep. For he commands and raises the stormy wind, which lifts up its waves. They mount up to the sky, they go down again to the depths. Their soul melts away because of trouble. They reel back and forth and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. Then they cry to Yahweh in their trouble, and he brings them out of their distress. He makes the storm a calm so that its waves are still. Then they are glad because it is calm, so he brings them to their desired haven. Let them praise Yahweh for his loving kindness, for his wonderful deeds for the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the assembly of the people, and praise him in the seat of the elders. He turns rivers into a desert, water springs into a thirsty ground, and a fruitful land into a salt waste, for the wickedness of those who dwell in it. He turns a desert into a pool of water, and a dry land into water springs. There he makes the hungry live, that they may prepare a city to live in, sow fields, plant vineyards, and reap the fruits of increase. He blesses them also so that they are multiplied greatly. He doesn't allow their livestock to decrease. Again, they are diminished and bowed down through oppression, trouble, and sorrow. He pours contempt on princes and causes them to wander in a trackless waste. Yet he lifts the needy out of their affliction and increases their families like a flock. The upright will see it and be glad. All the wicked will shut their mouths. Whoever is wise will pay attention to these things. They will consider the loving kindness of Yahweh. Psalm 108. My heart is steadfast, God. I will sing, and I will make music with my soul. Wake up, harp and lyre. I will wake up the dawn. I will give thanks to you, Yahweh, among the nations. I will sing praises to you among the peoples. For your loving kindness is great above the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth, that your beloved may be delivered. Save with your right hand and answer us. God has spoken from his sanctuary in triumph. I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim also is my helmet. Judah is my scepter, Moab is my washpot. I will toss my sandal on Edom, I will shout over Philistia. Who will bring me into the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Haven't you rejected us, God? You don't go out, God, with our armies. Give us help against the enemy, for the help of man is vain. Through God we will do valiantly, for it is he who will tread down our enemies. Psalm 109. God of my praise, don't remain silent, for they have opened the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of deceit against me. They have spoken to me with a lying tongue. They have also surrounded me with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. In return for my love, they are my adversaries, but I am in prayer. They have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. Set a wicked man over him. Let an adversary stand at his right hand. When he is judged, let him come out guilty. Let his prayer be turned into sin. Let his days be few. Let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless and his wife a widow. Let his children be wandering beggars. Let them be sought from their ruins. Let the creditor seize all that he has. Let strangers plunder the fruit of his labor. Let there be no one to extend kindness to him, neither let there be anyone to have pity on his fatherless children. Let his posterity be cut off. In the generation following, let their name be blotted out. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered by Yahweh. Don't let the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before Yahweh continually, that he may cut off their memory from the earth, because he didn't remember to show kindness, but persecuted the poor and needy man, the broken in heart, to kill them. Yes, he loved cursing, and it came to him. He didn't delight in blessing, and it was far from him. He clothed himself also with cursing, as with his garment. It came into his inward parts like water, like oil into his bones. Let it be to him as the clothing with which he covers himself, for the belt that is always around him. This is the reward of my adversaries from Yahweh, of those who speak evil against my soul. But deal with me, Yahweh the Lord, for your name's sake, because your loving kindness is good. Deliver me, for I am poor and needy. My heart is wounded within me. I fade away like an evening shadow. I am shaken off like a locust. My knees are weak through fasting. My body is thin and lacks fat. I have also become a reproach to them. When they see me, they shake their head. Help me, Yahweh my God. Save me according to your loving kindness, that they may know that this is your hand, that you, Yahweh, have done it. They may curse, but you bless. When they arise, they will be shamed. But your servant shall rejoice. Let my adversaries be clothed with dishonor. Let them cover themselves with their own shame as with a robe. I will give great thanks to Yahweh with my mouth. Yes, I will praise him among the multitude, for he will stand at the right hand of the needy to save him from those who judge his soul. Psalm 110. Yahweh says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool for your feet. Yahweh will send out the rod of your strength out of Zion. Rule among your enemies. Your people offer themselves willingly in the day of your power in holy array. Out of the womb of the morning you have the dew of your youth. Yahweh has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He will crush kings in the day of his wrath. He will judge among the nations. He will heap up dead bodies. He will crush the ruler of the whole earth. He will drink of the brook on the way. Therefore he will lift up his head.